Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. What dreams may come. Are you seeking personal guidance? Transformation Talk Radio presents Psychic World with John G. Sutton, one of Britain's top clairvoyants, is your spiritual guide. Call in 1-800-930-2819.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Psychic World. My name is John G. Sutton, and with me this evening is the incredible co-host, Countess Starella. Hello, Countess.
Hello, John, and hello, guests. Now, wait, guests. You're still there, aren't you? Oh, I think one has disappeared right into thin air.
Oh, I guess that's our special subject this evening, Countess. How did you know? Hey, you must be psychic. Vanishing people, strange phenomena, things that disappear in the middle of the night. Where do they go? Vanishing, yeah. We're going to be talking a little bit about this. But first of all, let me tell you what the show is about in general. This is about you. It's about your hopes, your dreams, your aims and ambitions. You can call in, you can speak to myself, John G. Sutton, or the amazing Countess Starella. The number to ring is 1-800-930-2819. And you can speak direct to me, whatever your problems are, aspirations, hopes. You can discuss it with us, or you can talk to us about this evening's very special topic, which is about people who vanish into thin air, or indeed, as we will talk a little bit about as we progress, objects that disappear into thin air. Just let me tell you about an exceptional incident that happened in New York, and this is not that long ago, really, in terms. It was in 1975. A man called Jackson Wright and his wife, Martha, were driving to New York, and they stopped their car in a place called the Lincoln Tunnel to remove snow from the window because it was a snowy, wintry night, yeah? Jackson went to clear the windscreen at the front, his wife went to clear the back windscreen, and she disappeared in the Lincoln Tunnel. And there was no trace of this woman. Now, it's not easy to disappear when you plan it, is it? When you make a deliberate attempt to disappear. But while Jackson was doing the front windscreen, Martha was doing the back, and she'd vanished, and there was no trace of her. I mean, if we'd gone back, say, 300 years, people would say she'd been abducted by the fairies or the devil. Today we might say it's UFOs or entered a different dimension. There has been a very recent case of a vanishing object. That was this massive aeroplane, the MH370. What do you think about that, Countess?
John, the psychic community is in the huddle trying to A, locate this strange thing, and B, coming up with every kind of speculative impression of where, how, what. Some have it theorized that it's in Atlantis and everyone's fine. Others believe it was some sort of a hijacking with not such a happy ending. But as for me, I always hope till all hope is gone.
Yeah, it's all very well hoping, but there's been no sightings, no connections that could be verified. I mean, the first thing that came to my mind when I heard about the missing flight was that it had been shot down by a surface-to-air missile.
Yeah.
Now, that's the first thing that came to my mind. As soon as I heard that, and believe me, that's the way my psychic powers work. What comes to me is given to me. Yeah, as I say, I receive and give as I get. Yeah? So that's what came to me. Now, looking at this logically, why would we get no further information about that? Because obviously there's going to be some reports of this. I think it's because people were trying to blackmail or to extort money from the Malaysian government. And that saying that they would shoot a plane down if they didn't pay them millions of dollars or whatever, so they can't actually put this news out. But that is my theory as to what happens. Various other theories, of course, One of the most popular theories, in fact, I believe there's a survey saying that somewhere between 5 and 10% of people believe that this plane has been abducted by aliens.
Yes.
You have any thoughts on that, Countess?
Well, what surprises me is how many people have come to me swearing that they're sure that's what's happened and that this is proof that we are in touch with these creatures from other worlds and that I better wake up and believe it right now. They're really adamant about their theory here.
Well, I'm absolutely certain that we are in communication with aliens, but why they'd want to take a full plane of, what, 270 people or something like that and vanish it? It's obviously drawing major world attention to them, unless they're going to return it. I'm sure that that's not my theory. And another theory is that this high-altitude interference with the atmosphere, they call it HAARP, was in some way involved. Do you know anything about this?
Well, yes, I do. I have been studying this very unusual sort of station. There's several, you know, similar to it, these high-frequency auroral research, they're calling it, but it's ionosphere manipulation, which has a weather control aspect to it, and I don't think it's very good for the planet. It seems to be disrupting many things. Once it started, we had more lightning in Florida than ever before in history.
Right, so it's definitely, it's not a figment of people's imagination. The ionosphere, the contrails do exist, yeah?
Yeah.
I call them chemtrails. I mean, where I live in Lancashire in the United Kingdom, you can look up some beautiful sunny days and suddenly they disappear. And you've got trails of what appear to be like vapor trails, but they don't disappear. They spread out across the sky. That is not usual, I mean, because these are just ice particles from the emissions of the jet engines. So these can't be ice particles, otherwise they wouldn't disseminate across the sky. They would actually melt. That's a very strange theory that you've got there, the HAARP theory. So we will find out eventually, but I believe that the flight that's vanished, the vanishing aeroplane, was shot down by an SAM, that's a surface-to-air missile. I believe it was done to extort money, and I do believe that this will come out in the fullness of time. Though how they're going to admit it, because they can't admit it, because if they do, then they're playing right into the hands of the people who are doing this, and I absolutely do know that Malaysia is under attack from pirate forces at the moment. Now, I can't disclose my source for that, but it is not of the other world, it's of this world. We're going to listen to a song now. It's a song that I wrote for a very dear friend of mine called Ray Booth, who ran a garage. It's a happy song to cheer us all up on this wonderful evening. Are we ready, Countess? We're going to hear We Bought a Banger, and a banger is a clapped out car. We Bought a Banger.
What a heap, it's a shed. That's what they said. Tires are flat, and worse than that, it's blowing smoke. Just a joke. Half a rover crossed over with a Bentley. Gotta treat it gently, won't go. Really sad, get mechanic pain.
Aye, just for that.
We dropped a clanger. We bought a banger, a big thief, a wall of heap, clouds of dust, loads of rust, a real shed. That's what they all said. It was hissing and spitting steam. Then I heard the missus scream. The oil was boiling and black. She's yelling, take the burger back. Heard the crankshaft click. Off came the gear stick. Clutch pedal stuck. He's run right out of luck. Except bad. Go get Ray.
Aye, just the lot.
Dropped a clanger. He bought a banger. A big team. A lot of heat. Clouds of dust. Loads of rust, a real shed. That's what they all said. took one look, and then he scratched his curly head. There's no doubt about it, mate, you really bought a shed. They smelled it in the middle joint together with glue. The whole thing's knackered, nothing I can do, really bad. Said Ray.
Aye, just the lot.
We bought a banger, we dropped a clanger. A beep, beep, what a heap. Clouds of dust, loads of rust, a real shed. That's what they all said. It was on our drive, the neighbors complained. Roof leaking, especially when it rained. It looks a mess, I must confess. My Bentley Rover's days are over. A pile of junk. Then my missus found a Rembrandt hidden in the trunk. Yes, she did.
Worth 5 million quid?
We dropped a clanger. We bought a banger. A beep beep. Oh, what a heap. Clouds of dust. Loads of rust. A real shed. That's what they all said. Now the missus and I retired to Spain. Never gonna buy a banger again. Had that jalopy towed off by a truck. Kicked it up the exhaust. Just for luck. As for Ray, our mechanic mate, we gave him the car as a keepsake. When he got the logbook, Ray the lucky geezer found the first owner was
Julius Caesar.
Julius Caesar, worth the fortune in the auction. The final bid,
5 million quid.
We dropped a clanger, we bought a banger. A beep beep. What a heap. Clouds of dust, loads of rust, a real shed. Yeah, that's what they all said. A real shed. Yeah, that's what they all said.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Hey, Dr. Joe Dispenza here. Just wanted to take a moment and thank everybody for listening to me on the Dr. Pat Show. People who want to know where they can order the book, you can get it on Amazon as a pre-order. Our release date is April 29th of this year. If you pre-order, you can get some really great downloads, testimonials of people that actually heal themselves of cancer and some chronic conditions. In addition to that, you'll get the four principles of what it takes to have a remission of a disease. Thank you so much for the opportunity to contribute. Hope to see you in the future.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Welcome back to Psychic World. This is John G. Sutton, and with me this evening is Countess Starella. Countess, people are always asking me, how can I get in touch with the amazing Countess Starella? Do tell us.
Yes, I will. How can they? They certainly should. At Starella, CountessStarella.com. That would be the first one, CountessStarella.com. Or in the magical, ethereal, wonderful, fascinating world of Oranum, O-R-A-N-U-M.com.
Oranum.com. You've got a wonderful chat room on there. I've seen it with your hooly-hooly feathers and your shaky skirts and your guitar, and you sing to them, make them happy, and you give the most incredible messages. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you've been wondering how to get hold of Countess Starella, Oranum.com, and just search for Countess Starella. You can find her there, or you can find myself, Psychic John G. We've got a caller on the line. Is it possible to speak to Frankie?
Hi, John.
Hello, Frankie. How are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. It's a pleasant evening. Well, it's a pleasant early morning here in England. It's evening over there. So Frankie, there are one or two situations around you at the moment. There's a gentleman in your life. That's correct. Tell me I'm right.
That's right.
Yeah, and all right. I don't want to be too personal here, but they're showing me two rings. Why are they showing me two rings, Frankie?
Oh, it's
naughty.
I can't go into it, but you are correct, sir.
And you can't go into it. No, just a second, Frankie. This is something to do with this. All right. We can't discuss that on air, but it's a very intimate detail concerning this gentleman. It's very obvious to me that this is a physical relationship. Am I right, Frankie?
Yes, it is.
And he wants more of that. That there is a move of location with this man, and a different working environment. Is this correct?
He has a new job, and I hope that he's going to have a new living situation soon. I don't know. You tell me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, there is a different working location, and there's going to be a different residential location. I feel that this involves a situation change with him concerning his relationships. And I do feel he's at the end of a relationship. It's not the relationship with you. I feel that this is growing. I feel that this is a developing relationship. And I feel that he is splitting up from another partner. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, because I do feel that this is the way that it's going for you. We just have a quick word with my friend, the amazing Countess.
Hello, Frankie.
Hi.
How are you, darling?
Good. I'm wondering about his birthday. It's coming up the 6th of July.
Oh, my. Well, something interesting through a communication should occur then. And it seems like there's a sort of swirling energy around the two of you that is forecasting positive changes. And you've been so incredibly and adorably patient and supportive. You'll be rewarded in many ways, some subtle, intangible ways, too. Just be ready for good things, Frankie. I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
Frankie, there's a very specific question that you want to ask.
Yes, am I going to see him before his birthday so I can give him his birthday present? It's an antique clock.
Ooh, I think you will. I think you'll see him. What do you think, John?
I'm absolutely sure that he's going to come around. This is a very nice clock, and I don't feel that it's going to his current residential premises. I feel that this is going to go to another area. He may take it to where he works at the moment, and then transfer it to his new apartment, which I feel that he is looking for a new apartment. This man is an academic. Am I right?
Yes, you are.
Because I do see books around him, and I know that he lectures and he stands up in front of people. He's a very nice gentleman. He's also quite experimental in the physical department, which may explain my earlier observations concerning this gentleman, which are of a very personal nature, so I don't want to embarrass anybody on air. But Frankie, he's a very fun character. He thinks a lot of you. He's been going through a difficult time at the moment. He's correcting all that. There's a change in his personal situation. He will deal with that. He will see you before the birthday. He will collect this clock, and I do feel that you're on the right track. Just to hold tight and follow that dream.
We'll do it.
Thank you very much for calling in, Frankie. Thank you, Frankie. Frankie was a very nice guest. Now, I believe we've got another lady on the line. Countess, would you like to take the next call?
Yes, I would. Let me have Sharon, please.
Oh, I'm Sharon.
Hello, dear.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello, Countess. What a pleasure. I've heard you many times on the radio.
I am getting so many beautiful vibrations around you from ages ago up to now. The first one, well, let me just throw in my observation, and you can add your question to it.
Okay.
Something about... Well, I hear this song. Here comes Peter Cottontail. Why are rabbits jumping all over the screen? What's happening here?
Oh, wow. This is so weird. No, I love rabbits, and I collect little figurines of rabbits, and I have them all over. Rabbits are all over my house. But my question is actually about a particular rabbit, a pet, my pet. You know how pets can become your family... This rabbit was, I was very close to this rabbit. Okay, I don't mean to sound really stupid. After Frankie's call, all about personal relationships, and I actually have a dumb question about pets.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you even think it's worth investigating a rabbit's maybe, I don't know, soul or spirit or something. My rabbit is dead. I'll start there. Joey died.
Joey.
But I know. But listen, ever since, I think I see her out of my peripheral vision, you know. I'll just be sitting around, and I'll think, oh, there's Joey. And I turn, but it's not, there's nothing there.
There is
there's
something
there.
There's
nothing that would even...
And your question is not foolish. Both John and I have a lot of experience with pets in the afterlife. The pets go to their own special little heavenly dimension. You're being visited by this spirit that loves you. What a cute animal. Oh, my goodness. You're very connected to the ethereal world. Absolutely.
Right. And you think it's possible animals could, you know, like ghosts and, you know, ghosts of people, okay. But is it like a little ghost?
Yeah, it's a little spirit. It's a little spirit because the animals have souls. And
Sharon,
they...
can I just interject a little bit here?
Sure.
Yeah,
first.
Yeah.
Please.
The thing is that they are alive, just as we are alive, and it is impossible to die. That's the truth. It's not possible to die. What happens is the energy that is the real you is driving this body. Imagine that you're in a car and you're traveling at birth. You say you're born in New Orleans.
This is so weird. John, I got to stop you here.
Drive to New Orleans.
Wait.
When you get to the end, you get out. You don't sit in the car, do you? That car is the vehicle. Right. Yeah, and it's the same thing for your pets, for your rabbits, about this very thing. When you get to that stage, you move out. Your pet has simply moved into the next dimension.
The energy never dies.
And is visiting you.
I have another. Do you have another question for me, Sharon? I see another little creature flying around you with wings. What is that?
Oh, well, that's weird. When I was thinking, that's weird. Actually, my first question, I got onto my rabbit here, but my first question that I actually thought I would call in with, and John, I hear you're from England. Now, I've been living in Ireland since 1997. And I married an Irishman for my sins and been living in Ireland. Now, he has always been not happy with the American version of Irish people and the leprechauns and this and that. And he always, you know, said, oh, I hate that Walt Disney version of Irish people.
There are leprechauns. You're telling from me there are leprechauns. I have got a picture of a leprechaun. Yeah? Tell him, don't worry about that. It isn't a joke. I've been to Ireland many, many times.
I've seen the fairies there.
I absolutely do believe in the fairies. If you don't believe me, go and have a look on my website, psychicworld.net. There's photographs of fairies there. it isn't demeaning to believe in fairies or leprechauns. And Ireland is the most beautiful place. We're going to take a break. Please stay on the line. You can join us then, Sharon, and we'll speak directly after this short break. Thank you.
Everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
You pay what we pay at Central Auto Group in Plainfield, your number one buying destination and the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen during the month of June. If you don't believe us, we'll show you the cost, and we'll make the first 2 months payments. No haggles or hassles. Your choice of a Ford Focus, Mazda 6, Hyundai Elantra, or Volkswagen Passat for $179 per month with zero money down, $0 a month for the first 2 months, and 0% financing. We are never undersold, or we give you $2,000. Why shop anywhere else when you can get the best brand names at one location? Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen. Over 600 vehicles and hundreds of pre-owned vehicles. Open 7 days a week. Central makes it so easy to buy a car. You pay what we pay. And remember, Central Auto Group will always make the first 2 months payment. Central Auto Group, CT.com, exit 87, I-395, Plainfield, 860-564-4014. See dealer for details.
The number one buying destination.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Welcome back to Psychic World with John G. and Countess Starella. So glad to have you. I'll be looking forward to seeing you at Oranum.com. You can find Countess Starella there. And we have a very special guest. Miss Sharon is on the line. You with us, Sharon?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad you came to visit us tonight. There are some other things coming up around you. What is the meaning of the foreign rat? What is a foreign rat?
Foreign rat? Okay. That is so weird. My name is Fornerat, which is my dad is French. It's Fornerat, but so that's the foreign rat.
Oh, how funny.
No, John got off on the leprechaun thing.
We don't know exactly where these messages come from, but I'll tell you. I feel your life is on track. You have a man who adores you, a beautiful home, many, many joyful friends, and you're just a lucky woman. Any last question for me, darling?
No, I won't get into the fairies. I was going to talk about fairies. John got off on the leprechauns, but it's actually the fairies I wanted to know about. But another time, perhaps.
The fairies are visiting you, and you are just to keep your eyes open for that because they believe in you because you believe in them. Correct, John?
Absolutely. But the thing is, you've got to say to yourself, it's not so much do you believe in the fairies, but do the fairies believe in you? Sharon, I believe that the fairies do believe in you.
Normal people I trust and know they're intelligent and everything, and they scoff at the leprechauns and this and that. But when fairies get mentioned, everybody gets quiet and serious, and they have stories. You know, people that I know, that I know wouldn't put me on, have stories about they've heard this of it and that, and they know people. And, you know, they dress their young sons as girls till they're like five or six, afraid the fairies will take the boy away.
Oh, my.
And these are people in our life. These are people in our generation. Well, maybe our last generation. That I know people who know them and... Anyway,
people are serious about them, and the fairies do exist. I go into the Lake District in the UK, in Cumbria, and I know it sounds odd, but I do see the fairies. I have a magic flute that I play to them, and my wife takes photographs. Have a look on my website. There are photographs of fairies on there. It's psychicworld.net. Sharon, thank you very much for calling in. We've got to move on. Thank you for calling in, Sharon. Countess, as is my wont, I would like to sing to you. Do you mind?
Oh, throw me in the briar patch, Uncle Remus.
Yeah, Br'er Rabbit, here we come. So I'm going to sing you a little song here. It's one of my father's favourite songs, actually. My dad used to love this song. I'm sure he'll be listening in the world beyond, and he'll be going, oh, no, you've just murdered that. But here we go. Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll do this flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, we'll just glide, starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together.
Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide, starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay.
It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Back up,
let's fly away. Hey, you were great, Countess, and now we're rubbish again. Yeah, we've got another guest on the line. Is it possible to speak to Star?
Oh. Hi, John.
Hello,
hi, Countess.
Star. Yeah, you're doing well,
hi.
Star. Let me tell you that. I can see happiness around you and events that are starting to materialize that you've been dreaming about for some time. Does that make some sense to you?
Yes.
You've been searching for a different direction recently.
I have. And I recently started a new job, and things just feel like they're starting to fall into place.
Things are falling into place. As I say to you, the doors are opening. It seems like a new direction. You're actually starting to make progress. And for once in your life, you're feeling as if it's all going to be right and worthwhile. And there is love on the horizon. Does that make some sense to you?
I hope so.
Because you've been dreaming. Tell me that you have been dreaming, yeah?
I have, yes.
Because what you need to do is you need to keep a record of your dreams. Because I do feel that you're not actually writing these down. But you have had some very vivid dreams lately, is that correct?
I have.
Do you know a place called Savannah?
Yes.
Because I hear this thing about a place called Savannah. Do you visit Savannah?
I really never have, no.
All right, because I can see a place called Savannah, and it seems to me to be on the coast, but you're not going there on your own, yeah? You're going there with a very nice, gentle man. So just make a note of that as a prediction for you, that you will visit Savannah, yeah?
Okay.
I do feel that when you do there, it's going to be a very happy, like a long weekend, perhaps Friday to Monday, yeah? Is it that kind of place? I don't know. Do you know?
I guess it could be.
Well, it will be for you. It will be for you. Star, just have a quick word with my co-host, the amazing Countess Starella.
Hello, Star. You're so adorable. What a lively, joyful energy you have. What kind of work is this new job, Star?
I am a legal field assurance specialist.
I tell you
it
what,
really
never underestimate this power that you have to cheer people up and to get things done. Efficient, focused, dedicated, and able to see the bright side of life. Don't you see yourself that way as a real optimist, Star?
Yes.
This
definitely.
Is a beautiful and rare thing. We love it. I want you to just feel confident and excited about the future. So many wonderful things to look forward to. Be brave and do the things that you love to do to stay energized. You're a precious soul.
Star, can you hear me?
I'm trying to do. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to be given a little sign. You might not be perfectly enamored of cats, but you are going to start seeing a black cat. Have you seen a black cat recently?
Seen a black and white cat.
Yeah. You're going to see a black and white cat. When you see this black cat, matters of love are improving vastly. It's like a sign from the world beyond. They are sending this cat to give you a little message. And you're going to see this black cat. And when it happens, your luck seems to change because the black cat for you is going to be lucky. Have you found black cats to be lucky in your life in the past, Star?
I've never really had a black cat before, but
I'm not saying you're going to own the black cat. You're going to start seeing the black cat. Are you with me? You're going to start seeing the black cat. It'll be somewhere near where you live, yeah? And I also feel that next year there's going to be a change of location. That's a change of house. You been thinking of doing that?
Not exactly, but I guess it's always a possibility.
Well, next year I feel it will be, because this year with your new job there's going to be more money coming in, and I feel that you will do extremely well with this. Do you have to travel a little bit with this job?
No.
Because I do see travel for you, yeah? You may very well be in an office at the moment, but there is going to be travel ahead. As I say, I feel that this is going to be this journey to Savannah with a nice man. That's going to be a big step forward. This is a very good start to the next phase in your life. Write your dreams down, Star. You are going to make things happen. Thank you very much for calling in.
John,
thank you.
One quick question.
Go on.
Have I already met this guy?
I feel that you have met him. I don't feel you've properly made this work yet, but he is going to make moves, and I feel he's a tall, he's a professional man, this. I feel he's either an office manager or an accountant or something like that, but he is a professional man, and it changes your life. As I say, watch out for the sign of this black cat, because when you see that, it's just going to start happening. The spirit world has a way of sending us little messages, and that's my message to you tonight. Star, thank you very much for calling in. We're going to have to take a short break now. We'll be back, and we've got more callers waiting to speak to. Thank you very much.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Dave Blanchard, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Oh, thank you. It's a privilege to be with you. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. The books are there. Today I Begin a New Life, The Observer's Chair. We have a brand new website, and with the new website, we are releasing the latest version of the Intentional Creation Assessment. This is an assessment unlike you've ever taken. It goes below the level of all of those things and measures how you think. It's the first time we've been able to identify with laser accuracy where our habits of thinking are serving us and where they may be sabotaging us. This is my labor of love, perfecting this axiological mathematical science that measures how we think. And write this down, office@augmandino.com, and just say, I would like a free code. And next week when it's released, I will have my office send you a free code to take the assessment. You ever feel like you're crashing into a glass wall? You ever felt that way? You just don't know what it is. When I send you the code, you take the assessment, you'll know.
Yeah, hello, is that Angel?
It is. We got cut off last week. Was a wild week, and your screener is a wonderful gentleman. He tried valiantly to reconnect me, and I didn't hear the reading, or you had some really good information, but I keep seeing also California plates. I'm in Seattle, and you had some really good information for me, so I'm wondering maybe we can get some. I missed a lot of what you said, because we got disconnected. So
I believe we did get disconnected. There were storms in New York last week. And I mentioned Mercury in retrograde too.
Yes, and you have a great voice. I love that song, Come Fly With Me. Fly. I love that song. It's a great song.
I take it you're talking to Countess Starella there.
The both of you were great.
Thank you, Angel.
That's pretty kind of you, Angel. Yeah, I mentioned something about Carolina, did I?
No, California. The thing that I was asking was about my friend Jim, and Countess Torella was talking. The last thing I got was there was past lives, and then we got totally severed, and you were telling me, I'm wondering, because I worked with him at the farmer's market. I work with him here, and everybody thinks we're married. He's married, and there's got to be lots of past lives, or we're really bonded. And I'm wondering, his daughter showed up, and I don't know. It was just a weird situation. She just, I kind of felt kind of sick after. She was just like glaring at me. So I really don't know what's going on.
You can understand why, really, can't you? Because that's her daddy, and her daddy's very interested in you and not as interested in her as he perhaps she thinks he should be. So that would be the reason why she's doing that. I mean, It's the same for all children, isn't it? They don't want the parents exiting their lives or moving in a different direction. They become accepted of a certain situation. But this man, you call him Jim, yeah? His name is obviously James, yeah?
Yes, he is. And I always call him Prince James because I think he's from, in another lifetime, where you're from. He's very a professional man. He's very educated. And he's just very tender and gentle. And he's like my mom. My mom, I didn't even know it, today gave birth to my brother, and my mom passed away, and just a lot of tragedies. And I'm just so ready to get my life back. And I've been doing a lot of spiritual healing. And I went to California 3 months ago, and I'm wondering, I keep, like you mentioned with the other caller, signs. I keep seeing California plates. I just feel in my gut I need to go back there. And there's another gentleman that does kind of what you do in Louisiana, New Orleans, and he wants to help me kind of move some family karma, ancestral stuff. What do you see? And I'm kind of at a crossroads right now. I don't know where to go.
Right, okay. Well, when you're talking about karma, yeah, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, and it's better to face it, yeah? And it's better to deal with it, because if you don't deal with it, then it's going to come back in time after time. So just deal with the karmic influences as they come along. I don't sense there's anything really negative about you. When you're seeing the continuous visions of California plates. Yeah, that's called synchronicity.
Yeah, licensed, like in licensed like cars in front of my car when I stop at a stoplight. It's just today I saw four, and yesterday was three, and I have an intention to go for the 4th of July. And Jim's mother is there, and his mother is not doing well, but I'm wondering maybe we'll drive there, or I'll just go by myself there, or do you see me going to California to help this kind of this past lives or kind of move through things? Because it's not really happening for me right now in Seattle. I feel that I'm kind of blocked here, and I got a lot of help in California, and I'm wondering maybe things were kind of falling into place, like that other caller you were talking to. I'm so ready for things to fall into place. And
well, you are, yeah. The thing is about things falling into place, they say buy a ticket, make it happen, you know. The synchronicity that you're being shown, these California plates, is guiding you there. Do you go to a place called San Francisco at all?
Yes, my dear. I was there for 3 months, actually, in December. I drove there in December and then stayed in San Francisco and then went to Santa Barbara and L.A. and then came back and spent another month. And I had a lot of personal healing. I got a lot of help there, and I'm wondering, I just feel I need to, do you see me going back within the month or just going back?
I see you going back. I think that's very good for you. I feel that this man, Jim, is a very intellectual individual. He finds a certain spark with you, and that's got to be allowed to develop naturally. You don't have to push this. You don't have to rush this. Just allow it to happen. I know for a fact that it is going to happen. Just have a quick 1 second, minute, quick with the yes. Countess.
Darling, we're so glad you called. And yes, there's some revelatory information in California for you, and you'll be led right to it. And my advice about looking at these things from the past is make sure you view them with a very positive attitude so that you can transmute them into useful experiences and not burdens that you're carrying forward. You know, truly, there is not much future in the past. There's a way to clear right. these things out. Come see me at Orenum. I want to talk to you about this when we have a little more time.
That's very good, very good. Thank you very much for calling in. We're going to have to stop now because we're coming towards the end of the show. Be very positive. Make it happen. California, San Francisco, Haight-Ashbury. Mark my words, you'll find yourself there. Very positive. The man called Jim will start to make it closer. Thank you very much for calling in. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to the end of the show. Do remember to call in next week. It's your turn. You can speak to myself, John G. Sutton, or the amazing Countess Starella, and we'll be here next week. Countess, it was a great show. Don't forget, you can catch us on YouTube. It's Psychic World on YouTube. That's the channel. We'll see you next week. Good night, Countess.
Good night, pleasant dreams.
Listening to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. Tune in each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, for one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. See you next week. Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path.
You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your Soul Suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hey, Dr. Joe Dispenza here. Just wanted to take a moment and thank everybody for listening to me on the Dr. Pat Show. People who want to know where they can order the book, you can get it on Amazon as a pre-order. Our release date is April 29th of this year. If you pre-order, you can get some really great downloads, testimonials of people that actually healed themselves of cancer and some chronic conditions. In addition to that, you'll get the four principles of what it takes to have a remission of a disease. Thank you so much for the opportunity to contribute. Hope to see you in the future.
Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.